Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right, really quick, let's just talk about this amazing new sponsor on the show, which is Sito. This is really, really cool. It's the first fully automated and controlled indoor growing device. Basically, this looks like a little mini refrigerator, and you can put a bunch of different types of seeds in it, maybe a little bit of weed if you want to grow some of your own weed, and they do everything. It's artificial intelligence. They literally do it. You close the door, you set the type of seed is on your app, and they give it everything it needs, all the light, all the water. You do nothing. You let it just grow. You don't need to have a nerdy scientist friend. You don't need to do research on how to grow hydroponic, unbelievable weed. It's really cool. The technology on the Sito is so advanced that all you need to do is tell the Sito what kind of seed you're planting, and everything else will be done automatically for the maximum yield. Okay, you don't have to worry about not getting the absolute best yield for your money as well, that which is another problem. Okay, it's such a fine-tuned process. Okay, so if you're living in an area where marijuana is legal, the Sito is excellent and incredible for helping you grow your herb. Okay, so right now for July 4th, they're offering a huge savings. You get $444 off of the Sito machine, and this offer is only going to be good for 10 days. So take advantage of this. Go to Sito.com. That is Seedo.com for the world's first automatic grower that allows you to harvest ounces of high-grade herb automatically right at home. Once again, that is Sito.com, Seedo.com, and make sure you guys go and take advantage of that for this amazing July 4th offer. Sito.com. Go grow your own stuff.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, what's up? This is Random from originally The Random Show, The End. I've taken over Louis Gomez's podcast because he either wants to give me a shot or he wants to destroy it himself. To the left of me is the great Shane Gillis because Zach Amikos isn't good enough. My guest, Louis J. Gomez, and one of my girls, Lizzie Durazo, is here. I'm just going to be talking about philosophy, and I'm not going to let it crash and burn the way it did before. So if you have any kind of philosophical relationship advice or help that you need, if you're feeling suicidal or just alone, call in and I will talk you through it. I'll help you out and it'll be a good time. Random. I want the listeners just to chilling.
We're not live, so they won't be able to call in.
Oh, was that live? Oh, it's pre-taped.
Yeah, we're pre-taping.
All right, word. So.
All right, so you're fucking killing it, though.
Yeah, it was good though. You really went. You came out the gates pretty hard. I really liked it.
All right, so
you fucked him.
There was things of serial killers talking about, but I realized, like, my deal, if I were going to become a serial killer, I've already thought this, wear different color dresses, and every time I would cut up and eat the body, jerk off, fuck its corpse, rape it, eat it, and then I'd leave a dress at the scene of the crime, pink dress, purple dress, green dress, blue dress, and then I'd call myself the pretty princess killer, so that at the end of the thing, people would be like, why did he wear dresses? Like, that would be the weird fucking thing. They wouldn't think, why did I cut up and eat and rape bodies? They would say, why did he wear dresses? Because that's what you guys were thinking. Why was he wearing dresses?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. We are only 2 minutes into this bitch, and now we're going Shane's further. The room's getting a little shaken up.
No,
so
we're good.
R. Kelly is innocent. It's just a bunch of gaslighting, manipulative whores that are trying to get him for his money. And that's the real issue, is no one looks at the guy's point of view. It's always who's in the hot seat, who's being taken. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be on Aaron Berg's hot seat in 2 months. I'll have that on my Twitter. I'm doing a gig in Maine. Did any of you have anything to plug?
In the middle of R. Kelly?
Whoa.
In the middle of the freakouts.
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly's innocent.
Yeah, go back to freakouts.
Slow down. Holy shit.
It's just a bunch of manipulative gaslighters who are saying, that's Rob Robert, he was always abusive. He was bearing his soul in the interview. And I know it was funny, but it's at the end of the day, like, they're the ones with the emotionless faces. But I get it. He comes from the world of he has money, he has fame, he has all the stature, and he gets all the pussy he wants. So he's looking for an emotional connection. And these bitches are looking at him like he's just a paycheck. He's just a credit to fame or some shit like that. Can they want to be on the red carpet.
Mark.
Yeah. Random.
Random.
Yeah.
See, we're gonna edit all this in post. This is the cool part. Is we'll just
all right,
it's fine. Well, I can give you some pointers.
Yeah,
some podcasting pointers, because this is gonna be the end result of this will be fucking great. Shannon, make sure you edit all this part out, okay? Slow down.
Yeah.
No. No, dude, keep fine.
Here's why R. Kelly's innocent, and it's a whole Illuminati exploration, and it's by the globalists, and that's what's stopping it, and no one knows what's going on.
Right.
The Antifa are taking the sides of that, and the real Nazis that you hate are yourselves, because Hitler was the only one who was right. There's only 109 countries that the Jews were kicked out of. So what the fuck? It's almost like if you got kicked out of a bar, if you got kicked out of a bar 109 times, at what point would you start thinking you're the asshole? And I'm anti-Semitic because I say the truth. Thank you. This is my lovely fiance, and
she had great tits.
Yeah, she made me have sex with a prostitute in Jamaica. Yeah. I didn't want to do it at first, but we got coke. I'll show you the picture.
Of the prostitute?
Yeah.
Wait. We're just going to skim over the Hitler was right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. That should be common knowledge at this point.
I mean, he wasn't right about everything.
Yeah, he wasn't right about...
The sentence that Hitler was right is an actual true sentence, because there was things that he was right about.
Hitler is one of those guys you got to separate the art from the artist.
Exactly.
Exactly. He wasn't a materialist. You know, a lot of people in that age were caring about their money, caring about their looks. He was all about the message.
Jews. You know. Can we see the... also, I love how Mark will not let
Random
will not let his woman have a microphone.
Because she's not the woman worthy enough for it yet. She has to be tested.
And she's sitting here smiling. She loves it. She loves the abuse.
A lot of women do. And that's the weird thing is when you... Because women are more emotional than men, stereotypically.
Show me.
But when you connect... I will. I'm getting
picture,
to it. When you
Mark.
Make an... Random. When you get into an emotional connection, I'll burn this down so I'd never come back again. I'll get the 6-day ban like that faggot Jew. What I'm saying is women need more of an emotional connection. So when you reach
who's
that emotional
the
6-day connection...
Ban? What faggot Jew? What are you talking about?
I don't know. This is what no hours of sleep there. There's a prostitute sucking my dick.
Let me say.
Christ,
let me say.
I'm not in a shot, am I?
No, you're the one who took the picture.
Here. I don't want to touch this fucking phone. Dude, get it to him, dude.
Let me see. What are you hiding, Mark?
There's a lot more other shit on this phone.
Oh, her? There's naked pictures of her? Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but there's also women having their clit being beaten and stuff like that.
By you?
Yeah.
You do clit beatings.
It's called clit torture, and actually called cunt busting. If you want to Google, if you have a fun day, Google cunt busting. It's a fetish I got
Google.
Into.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely
in 2018, and it's, you know, it's like addictive. Like, I understand the addictive sex mentality. That's why I had this joke about Louis C.K. that the whole world really just loves him. Because if you want to masturbate in front of people that are disgusted by it, it's humiliating. It's degrading. Mm. So his whole deal is he wants to feel humiliated. And with an addict, you up it to the next level. So he's probably like, now everyone's calling him a fucking pervert. Everyone's like, ew, you masturbate in front of women. So he's just a walking orgasm.
I don't know if
orgasm.
People is necessarily humiliated. I mean, I understand.
He
I've
loves
had,
beating off
girls
in front of
who, I like girls who like to finger themselves and watch them come.
But while you were disgusted with them, while you were like, ew, you're worthless.
I don't know that
you
all the women were disgusted with Louis. I think a lot of the women liked watching Louis jerk off because he was famous and powerful and being the debatably the funniest man on the planet.
But not in 2005 when the allegations happened.
But he was still one of the funniest people on the planet. It's just an extremely attractive quality in a human being. So the women that were going to his hotel room most of the time were attracted to him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that, you know, they were...
I think it was him having a humiliation fetish, which I get. We're in the gay pride kink world. Go for it. But that's why I feel like this world loves him, because now everyone's saying, you're a filthy pig, so he's just a walking orgasm. He picks up the New York Post and he just comes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had, like, let's say there was a guy, let's say there's a transgender dude who likes being spanked, like, or pegged, and then all of a sudden he's just a nationwide pegging for him, it would be the best day of his life. Why would Louis go back to work?
Where are you from?
Hell.
No,
I
really.
Died at 17 years old and came back alive in this person's body.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
All right.
Asbury Park. Then I got kicked out.
Is that an Undertaker tattoo on your neck?
No, it's see, everyone classifies me as a mass murderer or school shooter, so to distance myself, this means eternal vengeance and wrath. I wanted to distance myself from that image.
Yeah. How about yeah. how close have you come to shooting something?
Here's the deal.
That is like, something.
I go to gun stores a lot and gun shops a lot, and it's like, see, I know I have this thing in me. It's like a genetic deformity. Like when you split the atom, there's the molecules, there's the protons and the neutrons and the electrons. The electrons, and when you have like a mass society, you have obviously cancers in it. Just like our body, we have bacteria. I'm self-aware that I am the bacteria in human life that is meant to just destroy. So I do everything in my power. I take drugs, I fuck whores, I like run around naked. I do crazy shit to prevent myself from the inevitable.
Which is... bombing on a podcast.
Yeah. That, if I could bomb on a podcast, that would be like, if that was the worst thing, then, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and just... it is crazy that Lizzie's with you, because Lizzie's a beautiful woman and her fucking boobs are rocking.
Yeah. And this is what
and
makes
she
me...
is with you still. It's been a while. The first time I met you, she was with you.
Yeah.
And she loves you. She yeah. fucking, she keeps on staring. You guys can't see her face right now because we're hiding her because she's got a real job. But. You can see her left tit, which is phenomenal.
She made $60,000 in a month, and I made $60 just calling women cunts and whores and saying, you're not worthless for this dick. You need to beg for it. Tell me you're unworthy. Tell me you're inferior as a woman. Like, it's $60, so it's pretty sad. Like, people think that I'm a narcissist with no self-awareness. I'm aware. I have to hype myself up just so I don't fucking end myself.
How close have you been to shooting people?
Genuinely.
You sidestep the question. You started talking about protons and neutrons. And
no, that's what I'm saying.
Electrolytes.
What?
Tell them the story about happened in your high school.
I don't think we should.
No, I want to hear the story about his high school.
This is going to come back to you and me.
Why?
When this motherfucker shoots up a place.
No.
Gonna shoot
okay,
up
here's,
I'm
here's,
getting him on my side.
Exactly.
I'm helping him.
And here's what people say. A lot of people in comments have said, Lewis is trying to be like a father, nice figure to him. People go, Lewis just wants his name attached to someone who's going on a crazy. And in psychology, there's something called bilateral thought, which are two entirely different agendas that can also be true. So couldn't it be both? Couldn't Lewis half want to help some weird lost loner kid reject out and also be like, I want this guy to fucking go on a shooting spree.
I wonder if I can push
the button.
No one wants you to do that.
Aww.
Well,
you're a sweetheart. It wasn't that way with Zach and me.
Look, I mean, the podcast numbers would explode if he went on a shooting spree.
Literally.
I mean, it would be a phenomenal for the show. Undeniably good for the network.
Like, I like swear to God, like saying the safe word, we don't want to mention a name, but I almost did have an incident where someone at Skankfest died, but I did not want to do that on your name.
You were going to kill somebody at Skankfest.
I may or may not have.
Mark, you know that I have to literally ban you from Skankfest moving forward because you just told me you might have murdered somebody at Skankfest. Can I give you advice?
I was trying to fucking play part of the radio.
Okay, so please,
it's all a character.
Believe him.
Good.
I believe that he's fucking.
So I can be at Skankfest next year. I'm going to be performing on the main stage, and you're all going to love me. By the way, we recorded 39.
Wait, the kid stepped to him. Yeah. What happened?
No names. I don't want.
All right, well, don't give me a name. I like how Lizzie's got your back. Look how intense she is. She's a good woman, right there, Mark.
Do you want her mic on?
That's what.
That's up to Mark. It's not up to me.
Random.
Fucking...
Yeah. Random, would you like her mic on?
I just want to get past the story because it's gotten it. Like,
no,
I think
I
want to
know
three...
what the fuck happened.
Oh, dude, I'll seriously tell you off. It was an inbox message, but it's just one of those things that it's like I'm not the type to run from a situation, so you know, and I'm a destined to lose kid. So
name
fuck.
Names. What if I won't say? It. I swear to God, I won't say. It. Just write it down. I won't say it.
It's in your inbox.
The names in my inbox.
The Twitter, yeah.
No.
There's video.
Yeah.
Whoa.
As this big.
Stop.
The big guy. Hold
I
on.
Respect him and it's cool.
Yeah, they made up in the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a problem for you.
Yeah.
Oh no!
this is what I'm talking about.
Fucked
it's like
up, dude.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like I go through my life. Like I moved to Jersey City when I was. I moved to Jersey City. I know. I moved to Jersey City when I was a teenager, and my whole thing was I was going to be a musician. But something that bothered me is you're like, how close have you been to killing something? And it's like, what do I do if I'm put in a situation that I don't control? If all I'm saying is peace and love, let's be civil, peace and love, and someone still like, let's say a group of five people. come to me, then I have to act how I have to act. And like, then it's loose for me because I either go to jail, I don't have a future with my girlfriend, and I fuck up comedy, and I fail like if I was supposed to have a purpose. So it's almost like I
see
that.
So you're afraid you're going to fucking kill someone in self-defense?
Yeah, not afraid, just sad.
I'm not
afraid of it. I'm just sad.
You're saddened by it.
Yeah, because I can't control it. It just seems like it's just fate.
Were you when you were a little kid? Did you kill animals?
No. When I the only time
you're
I
lying.
Actually
whatever happened there, there was a lie that just came out of his.
What was the only
clarify?
No, when I was 14 years old, that was the only time I tried to legitimately kill myself because I was afraid of the world and I thought everyone was demons and I thought the devil was coming to get me, and that's what all these scars on my arm are. And when I was 28 years old.
How old are you now?
Or 27, 28. I'm 28 now. 27, I tried to hang myself because I was on a medicine called Seroquel, which made things not real. Like, it made everything seem like a dream, and the only way out was to kill myself. So it's like I wanted this to be funny, and you guys just made it really dark.
No, this is funny.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a quick break from all of this craziness and talk about Infinite CBD, who are just an incredible company. We love Infinite CBD. Infinite CBD at Skankfest in full flux. Those motherfuckers came out and represented, gave all the comics and the people attending Skankfest so many amazing samples. If you guys don't know what Infinite CBD is, they offer the cleanest and healthiest and purest form of CBD available on the planet. CBD is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. It is legal in 50 states, okay? This is a considered a miracle drug in a lot of circles. I give it to my aunt, 80 years old. She has arthritis in her hands. She uses the freezing point cream on her hands daily. She loves it now, okay? Everything from gummies to isolate droppers to pills to they have a fucking lube. They have a lube that you can use. CBD, the research has shown it can help with so many different things from anxiety to pain management to insomnia and many, many more. Go to infinitecbd.com and make sure you use the promo code RAP15. Save 15% off your entire order with the promo code RAP15. RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. Go do it. Could really help you out. Could really help out one of your family members. Check out their amazing selection of different products and make sure you use that promo code RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. Okay, where were we?
Fuck this Justin Silva. He makes jokes about me all the time.
Why?
And I made one gay joke about him and he blocked me and got all butthurt.
Did Justin block you? No, he didn't.
Yeah, on Instagram. And I've been
Shut
cool
up.
With him.
I'll call him right now.
All right.
Can we call Justin? Call Justin on the line and see why he would block random. Because that's crazy. We're mending fences today.
Yeah. Speaking of, I haven't called a woman a cunt or anything derogatory in 60 days since our little intervention.
See? By the way, all the fucking cunts out there thinking that I hate on women. All right. I don't. I'm stopping Mark Random from hurting you.
No, I wouldn't hurt women. I hate men way more than I hate women. Because right. Women are predatory by nature to attack men and rob them of their soul and their emotions. But that's just how they're built in nature. And it's men that don't correct them. It's men that don't
give
themselves
awareness.
She's getting
uppity. You need to fucking smack her. You see the way she looked at you just now?
No, don't.
You know it's true. You know women don't hold themselves accountable.
I think Random
women
would do it for the bit, dude. I
think about self-awareness.
Slap a lady for the bit. Don't do it.
I get paid to spank women. Speaking of, that's something I would
do
like to
do. You beat her, Clint? Do you abuse her clit? No.
Do you
Shut
ask
up.
For it?
Yeah. What?
Do you like it? Does it make you cum?
What? Do you have videos of you abusing her clit? Can we watch those?
No.
Come on, Lizzie.
This is one woman I respect.
Grow up.
I'll show you another girl. Oh, I got this black chick on my phone that I beat.
Ew.
She was a sweetheart.
Come on.
All right, so... Where was I going with this?
Go ahead, Ryan.
What I was saying is I don't hate women. Speaking of, when I promoted last time, I had a clip saying all women are child rapists where I break down the biology, the philosophy, and the psychologically of women. But I also have a clip saying
all dudes... Why do you say women are child rapists?
Here's why. I also have a clip saying why all dudes are bitches. And it's my joke that I hate men way more than I could hate women because women just are the way they are by nature. But men are the ones that could construct that. They could control that. And since men care about a woman's looks or superficial beauty or their own internal pain... They enable women. They lie to women.
Bro.
Women are basically walking around gaslit by all men's bullshit. So I'm sick of that. And I'm not a feminist. I'm just saying the truth. No woman has an accurate assessment of herself, of what she's good at, what she's bad at, what she should try to strive for in life, or what she wants. Because men around her have just been gaslighting her and lying to her for her pussy. So that's why I fucking hate men more than I hate women.
Fuck yeah, hit her, dude.
No.
What, man? Shut up, Shane. The fuck I was trying to get
this is
action.
A pure fucking manifesto.
What?
This is everything he said is literally like a fucking
true. Where's the lie?
He's not lying, man.
Where's the lie? Everything I said. Like
he earned that Undertaker tattoo on his neck.
It seems real.
You understand?
This show is too real. That's why my album's called Seriously, This Is Comedy. Double album. I lowered the price because... Because
I told you to, right? I didn't make fun of him. I just told him it was crazy. He was charging $25 for a double
album. Because it took so long.
It's crazy and this had an album.
And this is what's so fucking funny is people bother me because they're like, why won't you say the names of the venues you recorded at? And everyone's like, yeah, you're fucked up for that. And then you found out just recently why you shouldn't name venues or why there's problems when like people will attack venues. Like if I,
it's true. I
don't,
think you're
I
right.
truly don't believe I'll become something in comedy, but if I do, I don't want any proxy things attached to me to like get fucked up because they didn't know what they're dealing with.
Thank you, Lizzie. See, I should be listening to your fucking hot chick. Lizzie, why do you make $60,000? And I guess just tell it into Mark Random's ear and then Mark will tell us why. She's an artist.
Kitty porn ring. All women are child. What if that's the truth? All women are child rapists? I say that because I live with her day and night and I'm just desensitized like a jaded cop who's in a fucked up world and all he sees is criminals. So all he sees are people as criminals. What if I just see all women as child rapists because I just watch her kitty porn ring flow through and I'm like, oh my God, I have to do something about it, but I need to live and I need to pay the rent. So I have to keep fucking this bitch.
Why, what?
If Why I had $1 million, I would be
single. Or child rapists.
Because they have the mentality of a child rapist.
But why?
Because men are strong, men are innovative, and men have logic and critical thinking, most men. And women don't have that. Women are governed by their emotions.
Fucking taking a shot at
women
you.
Are.
You saw that, dude?
Women are. Women are governed by their emotions and their desires and what they want. And it's almost like they can't go to a man and say, I want you to protect me. I want you to get food and I want you to fuck me well. Like, so they have to say, how can I make it seem like I'm getting his needs met while getting my needs met? So they have to do this psychological mind game, which is the same thing that pedophiles do. Pedophiles look at a kid and say, how can I make that kid give me my needs without the kid feeling like they're damaged? And that's why men are all divorced and they look like, what the fuck happened? And now I have to fucking pay her alimony. And now I have to
fucking bitch, Lizzie.
All
can you give him a rolled up newspaper to hit Lizzie with during the show?
I could never
just
hit
a
her.
Rolled up newspaper. That's
I
not
could
gonna,
never
gonna barely
hit
hurt
her
us.
On
how
camera.
You teach a puppy how to not shit on the floor? It doesn't hurt. It's like a fucking
Speaking
little.
Speaking of, I would
shocking.
Like to bring back spankings. Like if your woman is getting like domestically violent, I'm not saying to hit her back, but why not put her over your lap? If she's acting like a kid, treat her like a kid.
Goddamn just, right. Look, yeah. Lizzie likes it. She's getting turned on by that thought.
I
right
know.
Now.
Like she. I'm not going to throw her under the bus of how wet she gets or doesn't get when I talk shit like this.
Wow.
That would be the beautiful thing is in 5 years, if I just go saying all women are child rapists and then you find out she was the one writing all that material, like she was just this puppet master forcing me to do comedy and say women are child rapists, that would be hilarious.
Do you go, do you do that like on, like, do you go to mics and say that shit?
Not so much anymore.
I had to get banned from everything, right?
A little
How many
bit.
Mics are you banned from?
I don't know. And this is, again, things that make me hate the world more and really drive in, like you said, the manifesto are I was banned from so many mics and I was seen as like the outcast because I thought people should just be real and like you for you. But then I was on the Legion of Skanks and for whatever reason, that means something to people. So they're like, oh, dude, you can come back to our mic. Oh, we realized it was a mistake banning. So I was like, fuck you guys. You're fake as shit.
And then you came back and they're like, hey, you know, we realized it was a mistake inviting you back. We
no,
kicked
they just,
you out for a reason.
No, it's almost like why, like, I really thought being single, people would think that I was cool or just like me because I was intelligent or I was funny or I was entertaining. But then I have this, like you've said, a hot chick next to my arm who makes money and pays my bills. That somehow gives me some sort of stature. That's why I hate men more than women because women would like me for me, but a man sees me as like, oh, he must be some guy to listen to because he gets paid money to put his dick in strange women. So it's like it makes me just hate the world more and more that it's just fake and it's egocentric and it's governed by this superficial existence that doesn't mean anything. It shouldn't matter. Like, how does me putting my dick in over 100 women matter the character of whether I'm a good person or not? How does that make me stronger or tougher or intelligent?
I feel like that
not?
Was a humble brag right there. Can I
no,
be
it wasn't because I don't give a fuck about
I feel
that
like
shit.
He
that...
just dropped down a little
no.
little braggadocious
no,
moment.
That, see,
right?
This is the shit digits? I'm talking about. Yeah, this no, is dude. Why I go crazy.
Yo, you're
people,
the man, dude. That's
people,
sick.
No, fuck I'm not. I don't give a fuck about that shit, and I don't
nah,
see why
the
world
shit,
does
dude.
Either.
It is pretty badass, dude.
No, it's not.
Yo,
it's,
you're the man.
It's fucking pathetic. It's horrible.
Random is just a jock stuck in this body.
No, it's horrible.
Yo, have you ever watched football?
Why don't you start watching some sports?
I bet you Random is just all he is a shower, a haircut, and a couple football games away from being a
close,
dude.
Just no, watch a game.
No, because this is what makes me so sick. This is why women manipulate. This is why women are child rapists, because guys don't value their sex. They're like, oh shit, you crush puss. That's awesome, man. That's great. And it's like that instinctually builds an ego towards sex. When sex is something sacred, sex is something emotional. It's something mental.
What are you
it's
talking
a spiritual
about?
That's what he tells those bitches right before he smashes. Their pussies,
yeah,
am I right? Fuck
about?
Yeah, Rando. Knuckle it up, baby boy.
I can't because
you
it's
can.
Against. No, I don't give a fuck. I wanted to. That's why when I was on the show the first time, I wanted people to think I was a virgin and an incel, and I didn't have any girlfriends and shit like that because I didn't want that weird little.
That would have been a tough sell.
But it seems like it fits me because everyone who commented on the video, like, oh, this guy's never been around hot women. Like, beauty's the only thing that matters. This is like literally, like, you're right. This is why I'm not going to, but if I would, it would be because of how superficial, how materialistic.
But if you were gonna what?
Go on a hugging spree and just hug people and give them kisses and say, "Let Christ be with you."
I would rather you shoot me than kiss me.
You'd want to.
I would rather
if you said,
"I'm gonna kiss you with
you'd
your fucking little creepy white mouth."
There's a weird little thing inside you that, like, I bet he's got the hug of Jesus.
I bet
him.
You that you fucking sweat from everywhere.
No.
I bet you that fucking randomly got.
Random, were your parents religious?
I don't fucking know. That's
he died when he was 17. He doesn't remember anything before the death.
I think thrown on a church doorstep, left
to fend
for myself.
Do you not know anything about your parents?
Not really.
Why? How? Because
we just no. Here's the thing. I love my parents. They're great, and if they're out there, you know, like, we'll do whatever. But it's like we literally.
Do you think
like,
they're listening right now? Do you think they're guest digital subscribers?
I don't know.
How cool would that be? I mean, they're like fucking high society radio fans.
Yeah, definitely a bad parent. If they're fucking listening
no,
to this.
They're good. It's just we don't like talk that much.
But
we
you know if they were religious or not. Why are you trying to avoid? You're trying to sidestep.
No,
the
I'm not trying
here.
To sidestep. I don't.
How,
know.
When's the last time you spoke to your mom?
Like. Few years ago or something.
You don't know if your mom was religious growing up.
No, we don't like that's the thing.
How, when
is,
did you stop talking to them?
Like at when I was 17 years old, I was kind of out of the house, so it's like we'd see each other maybe a couple of months and then it
boy,
turned
they
to
were
a couple
probably
of years.
Fucking high fiving
every time.
No, but it's like I just like I love them, but it's like we have nothing to talk about. Like we'll sit at a diner and be like, so you see any good movies
you
lately?
Know, but yeah,
traffic? Yeah, so it's like all right.
They want to talk about the weather, you want to talk about genocide. Possibly.
I mean, my mom.
Did your dad hit your mom a lot?
No.
A couple times.
A lot. No.
A couple times that you saw
no,
it happen.
No, they were perfect human beings. And if they were child rapists, like if my mom had a pedophile
what?
Ring and
huh?
raped children, I would defend her because fuck the world. Like that's what I hate when people are like their best friend was a serial killer or their mom was. They're like, oh, that's so horrible. How could you? No, that's the person who's down for you. Like, why give a fuck about other people's opinion to say, like, if she was molesting kids, I'd be like, fuck yeah, she molested kids. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, why try to take the side of morality? When there's people that care about you, the fucking world doesn't give a fuck
blood
about you.
Blood is thicker than water.
Exactly.
All right.
You're talking about molesting kids.
Well, see, this is why I have you.
I like Lizzie. She's your voice of reason. If you guys don't know, because Lizzie's microphone isn't on, she just said you're talking about molesting kids a lot. Maybe pull back on that.
It's the most beautiful like twist that we're doing because it's when I'm with her, it's like I'm the adult. And that's something that you have to get across is being in relationship. If you want a girlfriend, you have to be ready to be a parent because there's just going to be emotional nonsense. There's going to be a power struggle all the time. That's why I couldn't get to sleep till like 7 in the fucking morning.
Yeah, what do you fight about?
Just
who ate the last rat?
We've been to court a few times.
Yeah.
It was worth it. 22 minutes in, it was worth it.
Was that a callback joke?
No, it's just saying you guys eat rats.
I mean, it's not something we wouldn't do. We fucking
like,
we what we
like
did
it's snake food like it's for like that.
We went on a cruise. All right, this is I'm saying this story just to impress them, and there's no actual truth to it. It's not like we have videos or picture of it, but we went on a cruise ship, and then I got a comedy gig on the cruise ship, and then we just started delivering and picking up blow from Jamaica and then to the Cayman Islands and then to Costa Maya. Again, that's not a true story. I'm just saying that for their acceptance.
Where'd you deliver the blow to? Like other people on the cruise ship?
Yeah.
So no. You're buying it in bulk and then selling it.
How
on
are you getting
ship.
It on board?
By the way, I thought about every time I've ever been on a cruise ship and I've bought drugs. I'm like, God damn it. I should bring drugs on this cruise ship because you can make a killing. Everyone's looking for drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's looking for drugs and you could easily sneak cocaine on a cruise ship.
I just got so sad. You're the one who's made your success in life. And here I am. Oh, I fucking put my dick in women for money and I sell drugs. Like, I'm such a fucking piece of shit.
They pay him to fuck him. That's how dope Mark Random is.
That's how horrible my life. That's the fucking gives me this weird God complex, or not God. It gives me this fucking life
is
predetermined.
Like fucking everything you're saying is everything a shooter has ever said.
Life is predetermined. No one's ever spelt that out. Here's why people have gone on killing sprees. People have gone on killing sprees because they were emotionally bothered. Mine is purely ideological. Mine is purely like the design of life is flawed and broken. Humans are a toxic, sick wreck that don't have the needs to help themselves and save themselves. That's why they're going to destroy themselves. And if you have any kind of awareness, you are helpless against the situation and power of others, and the design of life is unknown. That's why people should be going on killing
Notre
sprees.
Dame at Georgia, September 21st, dude.
Go.
Just watch.
Have a couple beers.
Just drink
sit
a couple
back
beers.
With the bros,
watch a game,
start
dude.
Sucking each other off.
No, you
see
don't
how
have to suck.
Why are you hating
you
on your
you
people?
I'm not.
Anyone.
You know what? Only betas fuck women. Real alphas can fuck dudes, too.
I like it.
Just watch one game, dude. Just
I watched
chill.
The Super Bowl.
Nice. What'd you think?
I saw this huge owl, and he goes, "Oh, I thought this was the superb owl." See, why is it people are entertained when I talk about mass murder, child raping, but I can't make puns? I want to be a pun comic. People determine your fate. If I just started doing puns, everyone would hate me. If I was talking about murder, everybody would be like, "Oh my God, Randy, you're so fucking amazing, because life's predetermined. We're all governed by God and fate that we can't control."
Did you write the Superb Owl thing? Is that yours?
I think I saw it in a meme.
Oh, you saw it in a meme? Damn.
You thought that was gold.
So there's
I was very impressed. I was like, you know what?
I mean,
in the room with so many fucking comedic geniuses.
I wrote it down. I was like, wow. Superb Owl. I like it. What was your last fight about?
It was just about... it's because a lot of things are... And this is what... The general populace of women want
every time you go to answer a question, there's a lot of
because there's a philosophy ramping. Behind it. You don't want to just say like, "Oh, we argued about the food." Like, no one needs to that's the thing. People don't think that deeply. They're like, "Oh, it's an argument about the food." No, it's an argument. Women try to manipulate your mind for control.
Give me the surface level. Don't give me the fucking subtext of why
we literally just fought about a fight that we had a year ago and how it went down. Just differing opinions. And women try to manipulate your mind. And this is why guys end up former shells of themselves and fucking trying to do comedy instead of music is they start, someone back there laughed. They start, like, women start saying, here, the narrative, they just start manipulating the narrative of, no, it happened this way. No, what you said was this. They put words in your mouth, and then they say words that they didn't say, and they slowly, through time, pathologically manipulate you into an entirely different being. And then they end up and leave, because they're like, "You're not the guy I thought you were," and then they leave, and you have to fucking pay alimony, and then they take your kids, and your life is fucked.
With all that aside, what was your last fight about?
I just said, like, it was literally a fight about...
What was that fight?
A fight about how a different fight went.
Yeah, but
was about another fight?
Yeah, it's...
So you had a fight about a fight.
A fight about a fight. About a fight. Seriously. I swear, that's what the fight was about.
Lizzie, I wish you had a microphone sometimes.
Yeah, why don't we turn Ava Braun's mic on?
I like the reference.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm glad you didn't go with fucking Sadie May. I'm glad you said Ava Braun. Makes me feel better.
Can we turn her mic?
My thing is, look, whether she is the most abusive girlfriend or not, I don't want people to know. I want people to think she's perfect, so I really don't want
she's abusive to you. That's what it is.
No.
She is. You said it right
there. I would die.
There's always a hint of truth
in
every joke. So you just said it right there.
I would.
It goes. Is she allowed to have her mic on, Mark, or no?
This is why I didn't want you on the show, because one of us may or may not be in court in the future and wouldn't want this used against them as evidence.
No, we wouldn't let them do that.
Yeah, I hear that.
They can subpoena.
You want to bet?
If you could write out a contract that this cannot be used in court against me or her, I'll fucking...
Sure.
Is that how this works?
Sure. Shannon, write up a contract really quick about how this can't be used in court against them.
I know you're bullshit.
You're right. I swear to God, I'll have her write it right now. Are you kidding me? She works for me. Shannon, go look up a contract... online and change the terms.
There's a psychological symptom called transference, and what it is what people don't realize, and this is how a lot of people are toxic is they go through life and they attract damages, they attract fears, insecurities, jealousies, anxieties. And then at the age of like 20, they just have all that built up and they don't become aware of what makes them jealous or what makes them insecure. So they don't rewire their thoughts. So any person they interact with is on that same frequency of like an abused 4-year-old. So what human nature as a whole has to do is become aware of their own toxic damage and not project it onto people and then start reformulating the synapses in your brain, because reality is all in perception. And if you're perceiving things through all your broken associations and damages.
Hold on. I'm signing this contract. Thank you. There you go.
Wouldn't you hate this if I was just building this up and we were just a nice couple?
There you go. That's for you.
No, that'd be great.
Okay. So.
This is the moment where I tell you I care more about our relationship than our career. And I just rip this up and throw it.
Lizzie, what happened here? Who's more abusive? Because he's saying you're abusive.
I was just joking. Neither of us are abusive.
It's a lie. There's no way. Like I said, it goes
back and forth. Can I put her mic on?
It's up to Mark. It's not up to
me.
I like him controlling it still.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Like, I have been abusive, but he
physically.
Yeah.
He got crazy. And then he got crazy back.
Yeah.
So you deserved it. I get it.
We've been to court twice.
You've been to court twice. What was the last thing you were to court for?
We had restraining orders against each other.
So this is, but that's, I always say that. That's like adorable, in my opinion. I think that's like the right kind of
it was really romantic, actually, because I came up to him in the courtroom. We were not legally allowed to be in the same room.
And we just hugged.
And I was like, look, let's just drop this shit. And then we went up to the judge, and we've been together ever since.
Aww. And the beautiful thing is, since she has a lot of money, she had like two lawyers with her, and I was just going to act as my own lawyer in this state. Like, this would have been the deposition.
Real Bundy shit.
Yeah. I like how fucking psychotic I am now because I didn't sleep. Like, that's what I was going to do there. I couldn't sleep. And then I was just like, I'm acting as my own lawyer.
Yeah, you're probably nervous because the judge was going to like split up your guys' rats.
Yeah.
She's going to get half your rats.
Well, actually, if I were smart, I would try to marry her because she's the one who would have to pay me alimony, but I wouldn't do that.
Hey,
to
listen,
a woman.
Mr. Random, you are saying that you have a right to all of your dead possum collection.
I don't think I have a right to all my dead possums because it wasn't about the possums, Your Honor. It was about the love. I just feel betrayed. I wasn't in it for the possums. I could fuck so many other women and get possums. Easily. I was about the love, not the possums.
Possums are the weirdest animals in the world.
I'm a fan.
I think sloths are.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah, there's some possums.
Some possums on the train tracks.
That sounds impossible, you guys. Fuck yeah. Yes.
I liked it. Crush it.
It's good to see you.
By the way, also, Shannon, do you know that Random's a kratom addict as well?
Okay.
Do you have an eating disorder? Because what I do is I don't eat for 3 days, and then I purge, and then instead of feeling fat and making myself throw up, I down a bunch of drugs. So that, like, I want the drug high so I won't throw up and make myself skinny and die of bulimia. So I'm just saying, if you have an eating disorder, because I know Justin Silva posted something like that. So there's help to you, my brother, because I love you. What you do is when you don't eat for 3 days, then you want to eat all the food. You've eaten all the food, you've gotten your calories, and now you want to throw it up because you hate yourself just like me. I take a bunch of drugs because I don't want to throw up the drugs. I want to stay high. And that's how you sublimate an eating disorder and a drug addiction.
Hell yeah. You literally said the same thing twice in a row.
Word.
It was psychotic. It was beautiful. Did you end up getting Justin Silva on the phone?
No.
What happened?
He didn't answer the phone. I texted him. I said, I'm trying to call you for rap. I didn't tell him anything else.
What did he say?
He just said, I'm sure you are.
What the fuck?
He's being a jerk.
Why is he being a fucking stupid
well, if he's
Jew?
You know what it is? He's a Jew. No wonder he hates me, because I know the truth.
Yeah. Hold on. What did he say?
The Me Too movement is women just trying to get attention. We get it. You feel like men aren't fulfilling your needs. We get it. You feel like men aren't paying attention to you enough. I hear a lot of me in the Me Too movement. You know what I mean?
Shit. There's no I in M-E-T-O-O.
Mato?
Automated voice.
The fucking guy who audited the Amazon Prime guy, Mato. Jeff Mato's. I know it's Beto's. Jeff Mato's is fucking taking
zoom in on this thought process is fucking nuts. What was that, dude?
He just started freaking out.
But this is why, like,
there's no dead air.
I don't fucking like
Mato,
Zeno,
the guy
Amazon.
Who wanted it. Mato's.
But this is why, like, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, she can be as narcissistic and abusive as possible. At the end of the day, I know I'm the wrong one because I'm the fucking shadow that shouldn't be. Like, I'm the Jungian shadow just come to life. And
Jungian,
I just
yeah,
fucking,
dude.
Yeah. Carl Jung.
Yeah, bro.
Random, we have some fan questions. Can I? Am I?
Yeah.
This is a comment. Jules 0290 says, random sucks. I agreed with Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you and Zach have a beef?
He does. Here's the thing. I don't have beefs with anybody. Like, when he first came in the one day, I was like, hey, what's up, man? I really like that podcast you do. But apparently, he's all about the image of serial killers. But when one's sitting right in front of him, he's like, oh my God, I'm afraid of the serial
killer. He's a fucking poser. You're right.
Exactly.
Dude. He's not down to kill people. That's the one thing about Zach. He talks all that shit, but I don't think he's actually down to kill people.
No,
right?
But he's all like, his whole fascination is serial killers and mass murderers and craziness. And then he has one sitting right next to me. He's like, I hate this guy. I can't stand
him. I will say, like, I don't feel as bad just thinking about this. Like, the guy did the Bundy tapes. Everybody celebrated him.
Women.
And Sean Penn went and saw El Chapo. He fucking killed a ton of people. So, like, sitting next to... I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
no.
Morality is all subjective. We condemn mass murders, but we praise war heroes like generals Enola Gay who dropped the atomic bomb.
You gotta be on a lot of lists.
Yeah, I've told you that story, and people thought I was making up the FBI situation of them investigating me, and I sent you the inbox because what happened was I was in a different interview from some guy from Goldwater. I said the FBI agent's name, and they came back to my door saying like this is a warning. So I don't want to say his name, but I showed you his name.
You're wanted by the FBI.
No, I'm a person of interest, which is bullshit because it was just a joke I was making in the club.
Not. They got that.
But
right.
But it's not the FBI. It's the federal boob inspectors, right? Fuck yeah, bro.
Federal badass inspector.
Thanks, Shannon. Thank you. What? All right. So let me go with some of these questions really quick. So what do you that guy Jules that thinks you suck? What do you say when people don't like you?
I'm more comfortable with it, and that's why I kind of enjoyed the podcast we had last time. Because what happened was we just moved into a nice place. We were at a really good place in our relationship. I went on, shout out to the Greg and Rob show. I phenomenally killed on that because they treated me like an actual comic.
Bleep that out.
Damn it.
That out. You're not giving a shout out on their
No, I'm just saying. No, no, no.
My
it's,
fucking.
All right. What
show.
I was saying is,
fucking Greg and Rob. What have they ever done for me?
I don't know. They'd probably do a better job than I have. But what they did is they...
See, nobody
I
wants
had,
that confidence. She's not... She wants to suck a fucking man that's confident.
This show should be mine. I don't know why the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Hell
we should
yeah.
have the fucking... I wanted to say like Zig, like fucking Aryan Tiger, but I did. I was going too
Whatever
much
you gotta
it.
Do, man.
I was
Keep
say,
on going.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
Yeah.
As in me. Let me have it. Go.
All right. I'm more comfortable with people hating me than people like me. Like at Skankfest, people were coming up to me and I was like, all right, that's a one-off thing, but she can tell you the truth. I broke down crying in an alley like, what the fuck is wrong with everyone? I hate everyone. What the fuck is wrong with them? Because everyone was coming up, dude, I got to get a picture.
And then
she
started hitting you. She's like, shut up, you faggot.
No,
sort of fucking smacking
Here's the
you.
Microphone. Is that not a true story?
Yeah, it is. Like 50 people came up. We got to get a picture with you. Holy shit, you're the mascot for the Legion of Skanks. And he couldn't handle the love.
Right, too much love.
Yeah.
So
man, is that making you emotional now?
No, it's
because you look like you're upset by that.
No, it was sweet. It was sweet to see him.
Look at her fucking pussy's getting wet right now for you, Mark. Look, they're
know.
Horny for each other.
I
they're
know,
touching
we,
each other
I
right
know.
Now. They're getting horny for each other in a weird psychotic. See this shit? This you're seeing crazy like manifesto shit. I'm seeing love. That's the difference between you and Shane. Okay, I'm
romantic, a hopeless romantic.
I am.
Where Shane sees doubt, you see hope.
Exactly.
Where Shane sees sorrow and misery, you see promise and future.
Exactly. Shane, why don't you stop being so negative on these people?
I'm not negative on you guys. I'm just, you know, I'm fucking worried.
I am too.
For what, the world?
No, fear is the mind killer.
I don't think he's going to come and kill us, dude. He's going
to no, never.
Yeah, I know
he's
going
to kill one of the
yeah,
open
yeah.
micers that fucking
I know. Somebody's going
to... You don't think I would go all the way back to like kindergarten and take it like that?
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is there's probably other people who wronged him more than even the open micers.
Yeah.
And he's smart enough to realize that it's their fault.
Yeah. I would never kill you.
I'm not worried about me getting
you.
Killed.
I was trying to text
That's a great
him as
sentence because, dude, I'd never kill you.
I mean, I can't say that to her, so I might
you
as well say it to
fucking,
someone.
You got to get out of Dodge because this
well,
guy is going to kill you.
Well, she also, look, if she's hitting him.
Allegedly.
She knows what the fuck she's getting into. She also looks stronger than him.
Exactly. That's what I don't fucking get when everyone says, oh, he's the crazy guy. I'm behind the curtains. I'm the more mature one, but I always put on the straight face because, again, she has more to lose than me.
It also looks like random, like you, like, you shave your head, but you make her cut her hair and you put it on top of your head?
We've done some weird shit. One time, I don't know why we did this, but I did. I started putting on makeup and a dress, and I was pretending I was her mom, and she was a little girl. I started raping her. She goes, I don't want to do this. I just started fucking her, going, come on, mommy wants to fuck. And I started
raping. She didn't want it.
But she came eventually.
But she didn't really want it at all. So it was real rape.
I mean, I don't think we've ever really had consensual sex. It goes both ways. She went, just jumped in the bathtub and started eating my ass.
I feel like this
could
fuck with your career.
This is rough, dude. This is rough. You've done this to me a couple times
what?
Now. Every time I come in here,
what?
You fuck me over.
What am I doing, man?
Can we just have a nice one?
It's a nice show.
All right,
it's
how do we make this nice?
I think, you should abuse her clit on the show against her will.
I can't do that to her.
Yeah,
I can, just not on the air.
You can
I'd have
it.
To get paid for that. I mean, she pays my bills.
I got 20 on it. You said $40.
Now, remember before the show, I said, hey, if I'm getting too crazy, take the reins and go. Because I know what I am. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know this is uncomfortable and horrible for you. So, like,
no, it's not. It's fine. It's just not, it's not my
it's
cup
not
of
ideal.
Tea.
All right.
That's all.
What?
Nothing. Don't make this about me.
The
just
random show, it's fucking
the random
great.
Show is great.
It's really good.
I was going to say the random show.
I really do.
I change it to.
I don't care if you made me lactate.
What?
You lactate?
Oh, yeah, I can make your. I don't know why she just started lactating around me.
Because shut up. Because he makes you.
That fucking.
Because I look at him as my son.
That's another level of fucking wet. When
well, this is how relationships work, and people don't understand. It's a past, present, future dynamic. You have to be a father to the woman, a husband and partner, and a son. And there's the dynamic of motherhood, girlfriend and daughter. And the same thing with women. That's why women have like the, I want you to be like my dad, because you have to be the father to her, you have to be the boyfriend to her, and you have to be the son to her. And you have to fulfill all three of those roles simultaneously. And that's how you like energetically.
The Holy Trinity,
Mark,
bro.
Mark Random says everything twice.
I didn't say that before.
Yeah, you did.
No,
no,
I said
in a row. No, no, in the same, without taking a breath.
No, I said the male part and the female
twice.
Part. I said the boyfriend.
Everyone husband. That's listening to this, I want you to go back and listen. Anytime Mark Random makes a point, he says it back to back twice.
Because I want to make sure it's equal. I don't want to just say for the men or for the women.
No,
like, you
no,
know
no,
that.
No,
because no, I say all women are child rapists, but all men are bitches too. Like, I want the equality out there. It's a new random.
You know what I'm saying, right, Janice? Right. Yeah, I'll point it out again when it happens again.
All right. No, but what I was saying is I know what I said. I said husband, boyfriend, son, and then the repeating was saying mother, girlfriend, daughter.
No, no. You said at that exact point twice.
All right. Well, now four times.
Yes. Yes. You said those words, yes, four times.
Yeah.
I think it's six now.
Six times four.
I like how Lizzie,
here's
the thing, Lizzie loves you, and obviously she's fucking obsessed with you, but she also doesn't have any respect for you. It's fucking bizarre. There's like a psychotic thing. The dynamic between
these
two.
Because she doesn't have the ability to respect anyone. That's the thing.
Oh, hit her. Look, if you want to think about it, yes.
No, it's just.
But if I get him to hit her, that's not. It's haunt.
No, it's
something.
A pointless
Hold
endeavor.
On. Let me say something. If he hits her after I say hit her, does that reflect poorly on me and my career?
Yes.
What?
No, because here's why.
What?
Because you can't be a reactant to other people.
That's bad.
Like, you have to be proactive in what you're doing. And the way to go about the life is to not let other people make you react to things. So if I did that, I would be in poor health to react to you. And that's what all people should do. Hence, if you're having a situation with someone and then you start reacting poorly and then you make an excuse for it like all women do.
Oh, dude, she looks like she's about to hit you. Ooh, ooh, get her first. Get her first. You see that? She went to go hit him.
I did.
Yeah, you better not.
I'm just going to fucking give him this
for a week. I'll take away the dick. I'll put you.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, if he starts ground and pounding her on the show right now,
no,
we won't put out the episode.
She has to be
but I want everyone to realize that I am all powerful.
She has to worry about.
I don't think it's that hard to get
him to hit her. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think
he loves
it takes
her
much.
Yeah,
she also pays his bills.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a contributing factor.
Yeah, he has to pull those punches a little bit.
Yeah,
she got to get to work on Monday.
Yeah. Wow, you really saw right through that.
I know.
I see you as someone who is still seeking, whereas you get angry a lot because you think a lot of people are just kind of apathetic and they're in the middle. And you're someone who like wants good things and then it doesn't go that way. And then you get destructive because you don't understand why people don't care as much as you or aren't as compassionate as you.
Can you hit him, please?
Why? For saying the truth?
Lizzie, don't ever
let him. I thought it was a nice...
You're honestly, analysis. You're just a good person. You're Shame? You're a solid good person. You've Thanks, done some bro. Dick First things all, here and there.
Soft as shit,
Thanks, bro.
No, you've done some dick things here or there, but all over, you're a good person. You're Thank a balanced you. Person, and you treat others like I just want things to go well. You yeah, don't man. Have any animosity. You're not like a resentful person. You're a solid good person.
Thanks, wow, bro. Is Random the best, like, fucking person to judge personalities? What is that called?
Intuitive.
No, that's not the word I want. Is he the guy? He nailed you. And he sort of nailed me too. What about Shannon? Do yeah. Shannon next. What do you think about Shannon?
Shannon, I'm saying this with love.
She's a pig, right?
No, she's confused about what she wants. I think she governs herself on what she will make her happy based on what other people say will make her happy. And wow, she wants that so she sees that.
Wow. What I want, everybody else doesn't want. For
Shannon's
me.
Gonna
it's
cry. You're so you're nailing
no,
it
no,
so
what I'm saying
much
is society
right now.
In general.
Cry.
Wow. But she wants to be a good person, but I don't think the figures in her life have taught her exactly how yet. So she just goes off of automatic. But overall, she's a chill person. She puts on a little bit of an edge just based on the environment she's around.
She is an edgy bitch.
No, but that's because she's around here. If she were around her girlfriend, she would still have that because.
She'd
but
be
that's
a dumb fucking Staten Island hoe bag. That's what she would turn into.
No,
you're right. She's fake. She sort of takes on whatever.
Maybe I just see. I have
it's like
the thing
a chameleon. She takes on whatever colors
like
of the environment.
It's like they say in the Bible: God sees your potential, not who you are. I see the potential of her as a really sweet individual, like a really kind-hearted, gentle.
I think the
soul.
Max. The most she'll ever. This is sort of the peak in her
I'm
life.
I'm not saying she doesn't have emotional deregulation. I'm just saying there's a sweetness to her.
What about Nate?
Nate, a nice guy, but there's a lot of hidden things there.
There is.
He's gentle on the front. He, in any way, like he would be the serial killer. And I'm not going to that extreme, but I'm saying he's done some hard shit, and he kind of continues to.
Rape.
But he tries to put on a.
Do
face
you think that he's raped women?
They probably deserved it, but. But I mean, he's a kind of baseline type of guy, but he tries to hide all his shittiness because he knows it's still there and it's still active. And I think
Do you think that the Australian accent's real?
I didn't notice an Australian accent.
Good talk, Nate. Give him something.
Hello, this is my voice.
And that's what I would do if I was faking Australian accent. This is my voice.
What do you think, Random?
I think you've thought about sex, and I'm not judging you for being gay, but I know there's a lot more gayness to you than you let on to be.
You reckon?
Just from that shirt, huh?
Just from the shirt or the mustache? What's
going
on?
Just the tone in your
voice.
The
way you said
mustache.
You
sound sensual.
He's
like
you're
like,
fucking gay.
No, he's
fucking
like, faggo. I'm just saying, hello, Random. How's everything going today? It's almost like you're trying to seduce everything around you. Or maybe
I love how he
horny.
Fucking smashed you to your fucking face. Yeah. And you got to just take it.
He's got me. I'm way gayer than I let on. You nailed it,
Random.
Yeah?
Fuck him.
No, I love everyone. That's what people don't get about me is I'm like I just want things to go well. And the reason they don't is, I guess, the comedy of it all. Like, my life is more fucking funny than I could ever be on stage. I just don't. The goal is to try to bring that to the stage. Like, who the fuck acts as their own lawyer when they're fucking on disability?
All right, hold on, Random. I got another Twitter question. This is from Mostly Mosery. Mostly Mosery on Twitter wants to know. Mark.
Random.
Please help my woman who is constantly nagging and always in a bad mood. What should I do?
This is the main problem that women do is they learn this from childhood because everything was given to them by guys is they think men are responsible for their happiness. So what they do is they're like, I'm miserable, so you have to be miserable too. And you have to go, woman, that is your own problem to deal with. You have to deal with your own toxic. I would say a timeout, honestly. You have to give her, if she's being naggy and bitchy, realize that has nothing to do with you. If you're honestly, like
so
you
put
have
her
to,
on a dunce cap. Just make her sit in the room.
Put the pussy on. Nice,
patience,
dude.
Teach her meditation, teach her to realize, like, not project her bullshit on you. If you, I mean, you could be an asshole. I don't know you. You could be an asshole, so she could be reacting to you. But if you're like a solid, good, nice, positive energy guy, and she's just nagging and miserable, she's trying to bring you into her misery with you, and she's jealous that you can just be happy and she's miserable. So put her in timeout, maybe get her some meditation tapes.
Still nagging. I don't want to listen to these tapes.
What do you want? Where? What do you want? And like, I will stop paying for your bills. I'll take away the dick. I'll find a girl better than you and fuck her in front of you. Like, you have to have that's the thing is, women don't have consequences. When they can hit men, they can steal from men.
Do you hit her? What's the line?
If she starts hitting you more than 3 times, you put over the bat and just spank.
Okay, over the knee.
Yeah, over the knee.
I feel like you couldn't get Lizzie over the knee. I feel like she'd pick you up and body slam you.
Only if I asked her to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It just made everything awkward. I was talking about child rapists and me saying, yeah.
I made it awkward.
You did.
I did. All right.
No, I said I did.
Let's see. The pirate Adamsk wants to know, what should you do if your significant other isn't only late to everything, but also proud of it?
Oh, that's a hard one.
You gotta hit her. Say it.
No, not yet. You don't hit her yet. The thing about that is, when someone prides themselves, this is like, it either comes to what they call unconditional acceptance, that you love the positive attributes about her, that you don't mind the negative. Because when she's proud of being late, it sounds like she's someone like, I don't give a fuck, I'll do what I want. So it sounds like she's just
black chick.
She just sees you as not.
I'll do what I want.
She
nigga.
Doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't see
get
you
out
as
my
a,
face. You ain't my man.
It's destined
I don't see
to
no
fail.
Ring on his finger.
Exactly. She sees you as just a part of her journey and not as a co-partnership. Because if she's not willing to work and get better, like, yeah, I see how that could bother you, let me work to get better, then it's just destined to fail. All relationships, if they have the same fight for years and years, then it's just in a toxic cycle. When you're with someone, it's because fate brought you to that person to learn a lesson, to learn something about yourself, or to experience something. So when you're with someone who has all these qualities and you realize that about them, if you can't address that to that person directly, and if that person can't make a note to maybe change that quality, maybe she needs to be more humble, maybe she needs to realize that she subconsciously puts herself in these situations to be late so she can feel bad and then be aggravated over some guilt. A lot of women do shit like that. Like, they'll be sloppy on purpose and then just hate themselves because they subconsciously want to hate themselves, so they'll just be self-destructive. Like, that's a self-sabotaging thing, to be late, and then you feel guilty because the guilt is comfortable from you from childhood, and then you just get angry because he's calling you on it. He's saying, you're always late. Why? And she goes, I don't give a fuck that I'm late. It's a defense mechanism. So you have to truly let her understand that that's what's happening, is she's not willing to grow. She's just putting on a defense, and she's continuing to project, like, toxic bullshit into your relationship. I know women. I am a woman. I'm going to come out as transgender when the time is right.
A lot of words. Here's the thing. If you listen to what he says, some of it makes sense. But I think a lot of the times it's almost like a zombie is like coming after you. Like, all you're saying is, all right, this fucking thing wants to eat my brain. So I'm not going to like, I'm going to like shut down to the message be saying.
If you have another opinion, I would like to take it into account and then add to it.
No, I like it. I like everything you're saying.
I changed all my accounts to Mark Random X because it's just not a show anymore. It's just is. It's just this ever spiraling through the vortex existence. And I accept that.
I like it. What about, all right, so this
you ever go to the beach?
She can tell you that I have such an aversion to joy. Like, that's something I have to get over. I hate
Behar?
What?
Behar?
I don't know what that is.
Joy Behar.
Yes! Fucking puns! That's where we need to go in comedy. I get psyched about puns, man. You have no fucking idea.
Ooh.
That and hayrides.
Oh, you like hayrides? There you go.
Fucking love hayrides, dude.
All right.
Hayrides are the shit.
Why?
I will become the patriarchy of her entire family just so I can get a camping pass to take a hayride.
I got a good hayride story.
Word?
Yeah, it might actually be funny.
It's up to Mark.
Can I say it?
Random.
All right.
I'll fight to the death for that word, but I was on anything hayride is good.
I was on a hayride in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, and we were going through, and it got to this stop where it was like supposed to be like Deliverance.
Yeah.
So like one of the scenes was like, so it was a bunch of like guys in overalls with like different farm animal fucking masks on with chainsaws and shit. And this dude jumped on the side, and it just happened to be next to like the only black guy on the hayride.
Mm-hmm.
This guy climbed up and he was like, what's the matter? Are you scared, boy? And the dude was just like, fucking boy. And the guy was like, oh shit, dude, I'm sorry. Just immediately broke character.
No.
It was great.
Then
it was great. The whole
hayride
was like,
he should be fired from his job. You got to stay in character. What do you think I'm doing right here? You don't think I know that this is failing, but I'm staying in fucking character?
No, this isn't failing.
We're talking about this. One of the best shows we've ever done.
I know, I'm the greatest. Talking about Deliverance right there, man.
Oh, for nice.
Real. Yeah, Deliverance.
Yeah, so you should go to the beach.
No, but that's
cold
what I'm saying.
Enjoy it.
I can't. This is serious.
Have you ever watched a UFC fight night?
No. She originally called me saying...
He would love it. I bet you, dude, he'd be like a big fucking...
Yeah, you gotta get out of, like, hitting people's pussies and just get into, like, fucking... Just try
hitting
one
dudes'
thing.
Dicks? I've done that. I've done that in my past.
I've hit a bunch of...
And I will continue
to. A bunch
to.
Of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some common ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, a little bit of fucking nut check. You're like, hell yeah. What up, fag? You hit him in the nuts. You laugh. He bends over.
And then he comes in his diaper.
No.
His name's Baby Bradley.
No, Mark. We're trying to make you be one of the dudes.
I'm not one of the dudes.
You could be. I know you don't want to be.
Do you want to produce a web series, Shane, where we teach Mark how to be a dude? And we just think we're going to...
It's going to be it. It's going to be it for Random and me for
a
little while.
He's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey, I'm a dude. Remember fucking Keenan and Kel?
Yeah.
I'm a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey, fucking Kel Mitchell has the same birthday as me.
Can you? What happened to your rap song? Because I tried to find your rap song on the internet.
I scrubbed the internet clean of all of that shit, so no one would think that I'm a rapper. Because fuck it all.
You're embarrassed.
It was a good thousands of dollars that I paid because I was like I don't know. It was pretty prominent, but whatever.
What?
It's about. What you want in life versus what life is. And sober people use this term in Alcoholics Anonymous called accepting life on life's terms. And it's, God didn't want me to be a musician. He wanted me a comedy. So I'm accepting that path rather than what I want. It's like a Buddhist. You let go of desire to free yourself from suffering. You just accept what is. I mean, I've only been doing comedy for 6 months and the Legion of Skanks fucking love me. Anything I do, I just crush. I'm fucking godlike when it comes to comedy. It's not me. It's God.
What
flows through me.
Yeah, definitely.
Was that convincing?
Yeah.
Oh, word. All right.
Will you rap for us?
I would need some water.
Can we get him some water?
Get him some fucking water.
All right, put on a beat.
Also, I mean,
you gonna freestyle something?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Let's get a beat, and we got a little bit of time. We're wrapping up just a few minutes here.
Oh, all right.
I mean, but we'll get a beat. I want to hear you rap.
Is that spooky enough? Spooky beat.
Mark Random coming at you, punching his bitch.
Damn.
But only after she punches him first. Three times.
Here on the Real Ass Podcast, coming back fast, you wouldn't even know it that. I split the tablets in half and just snorted them in the bathroom. Coming back at you fast, my mic wasn't even on the microphone. This is what I'm telling you, dyke, you clone. This is everything that comes to light through your phone. It's the fucking lightning zone. I'm not even saying words, but people know what the fuck I'm talking about. Know what I'm walking about. Creeping and stalking and everyone goes, what are you talking about? It's going backwards and I keep rhyming the same words because I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Sleep deprivated and everything's enslavement. That's why I see this world as such hatred, pain and anguish and suffering and decaying. Ripping of bodies and decaying, and everyone wants me to do that hardcore acid style playing, but it's not. I'm faithful. I'm not even following the flow I'm saying because I keep going and it's going faster in my mind that I'm spitting into the time and it's going in the line. What the fuck is he talking about this time? Using simple words, my, I, rhyme, why the fuck is this going this side? It's just going with the flow because I live my life alone and every
Throw
single
Shane's
time I fuck a hoe,
there.
I'm getting the dough and no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. What's up, Shane? Say hello to the hate, the anguish and pain that you'll see every single fucking day. You'll remember this for the rest of your life. Every time you see someone crying, every time you see someone die of suicide, mass murder, and homicide, you'll look at me and you'll remember this look in my eyes. This is what the fuck happens this time. This is what happens when I don't get to sleep at night. This is what the fuck happens when I look at Luis Gomez. Right. He's slipping inside. This is what happens. Luis J. Gomez put the J. Something about gay, rapid going back and forth and backwards. It doesn't matter because it's random. My name wasn't Mark. It never was. That's what happens because I took all these drugs. It's not the drugs. It's the sober. That's just the excuse I'm using because I don't give a fuck. Because it doesn't matter. Excuses are worthless. It's just using
Liz,
words to verses and
the
everything
background?
Verses. Yeah, nice. Keep dancing. Do everything I say. I'm the puppet master. I'll entertain you in glamour and everything will be happy and then happily ever after. You want to be married. I'm just using you for your money and I don't give a fuck after because I'm a hateful soul. You think I give a fuck after? I'm fucking bitches on the side and said I'm committed to you my whole fucking life. No, it's just a role I play inside. It's just what goes in my mind because it's so cold in this life and it's so fucking alone that I die. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. I want it to be charming and funny, but don't let it get to you. Don't let it rip to you. Everything you remember, you forget it in any ways. The second the moment you die comes the resurrection and the deliverance. You couldn't even get it in the ending and the remembrance, everything forever. I'm meant to say redemption, and now I drop the flow on the beat and add in digression. I wish this would fucking stop, but this is a spirit possession. This is everything that I said, and I meant it. That's why everyone says I'm joking. Oh, the fucking clown. I'm going all around. What the fuck is he talking about? The sound. What is he doing in this town? I wish I had drank in the water before I did this. That's why I'm kind of spit this, because I say, oh, I'm just a schizophrenic, but really I'm speaking truthful things you couldn't
take
even envision.
Could,
really,
take
I'm just going, taking
I'll
a sip,
take,
and I'm slipping
it
and everything. All right, go with the flow.
It's Mark Random. It's Mark Random. Yeah, it's Mark Random. Random. It's Mark Random.
I'm not this way to be goth rock or synth rock. I'm what happens when your spirit's lost. I didn't enjoy dark memories or thoughts. It's a purpose place that I don't want. You think I like the way they miss time? I laugh at suicide, mass murder, and genocide. You think I want to be this way in my life? You think I would try it all the time? There I go, the same fucking rhymes. Mind, time, eyes. It's like a cycle that's repeating in my mind. It kills the disease inside. I keep praying to Jesus every day. Decades, you will see it in my mind. My whole life is a fucking century of repeating itself. Everything I'm saying is speeding itself. Everything I'm going, I wish it would delete itself. Mark, live my life so I can be in freedom and believe in part of Jesus. I wish it could be a part of heaven. I would do anything for that deliverance and redemption. Because my whole life is resentful. The fallen soul savior, I never meant it. Random. Fucking check it. No one will ever respect us. So fuck this world.
Shit, God, the that's fucking the song's ending. Not that's over.
The ending.
Keep on going.
No, he fucking did the end and he showed his tat.
Yeah.
He's Mark Random.
You wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
This is your shit.
Mark Random.
This is what you like.
It's a great song.
It was actually random. It was pretty
good.
It
wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. That was cool.
I like it.
That was really neat.
I just slurred a bunch of words and kept falling off the beat.
Nah, that was good. Dude. That was fucking good.
I liked it. See, like, you don't have that many talents. What do you do, Shane?
I fucking don't do anything, bro.
He's an amazing comedian. I could never do what he does.
Thanks, man.
I saw him kill at Skankfest on the level of fucking Dan Soder, Mark Norman, Rich Voss. You're up there. I don't know why they put you in the fucking lower levels of the Gas Digital. You belong up there.
Poof.
I know. I see it. I fucking see it.
You love Mark Random now.
I do. I've always liked Random.
It's not that a lover. I'm not trying to flatter you. I'm saying the truth.
Thanks,
that's
bro.
All I do. And you belong up there with the fucking the big Jay Oakerson.
Fuck yeah, dude. No, I've always liked Random.
I know. I was so happy to when you said Shane was on it. I was so relieved to have
man.
That.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
It's great, man. I'm making friends today. Everyone's coming together. Lizzie's fine. She didn't get hit today. Either. I gave Mark Random
the day's
out.
Still early.
It is true. But I gave Random the out a few times where he could have just fucking whapped her right in the face and he didn't take the bait.
That's good, man.
Damn. And that was actually, you know what I was doing, Mark? If you would have punched her in the face, I would have ruined you. It was a test because I wanted to show everyone that you're not actually a bad person.
No, everyone knows I'm a kind, loving soul. But their own
he could have hit her in the face. Nobody would have blamed him. Everyone would be like, all right, Lewis really coaxed him into that.
Yeah.
He pushed him, which I do.
Damn.
I'm guilty as charged. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, you try to trick people into hitting women? It's a good fucking trick.
I mean, why do you think I'm trying to become a comedian and say all women are child rapists? It's dehumanization and it's getting them the ideology. Speaking of, that's what I was going to say for Skankfest, but I think you're already doing it. The way you have that tattoo, next year we could drop thousands of dollars on it. They get the tattoo for free as long as they follow an ideology, and slowly we start a cult and then we just build it for years and years. They have the tattoo, they have the ideology, they acknowledge each other in the streets, and we just start growing it, and then it becomes bigger, and then we start, like, we get tax exemption as a religion, and we fucking make this
he's
a legion.
Random. Bling, bling, bling. He's Mark Random. I like it. He's Mark Random. Mark Random. Mark Random.
Your mic's not on.
She's my background vocal.
Damn it, dude. I'm not coming down here anymore. This is it.
This is one of the best shows we've ever done.
Bro.
You don't know shit about podcasting,
True.
Shane.
You're right.
This is one of the best shows we've ever done.
This is a good
period.
Show. This is fucking wild, bro.
Yeah, dude, it's wacky.
I would like to say, I'm not asking, I'm just saying, the Legion of Skanks was a better fan base for me because they're the ones who bought tickets to Skankfest, and we had at least like 59 people just come up to me all the time. So it's 59. Like the people who watch this show fucking hate me. They can suck my dick, whatever.
The show?
Yeah.
No, Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, they hate me, but the Legion of Skanks, for what those fans love me, and I.
There's a major
fan.
Crossover.
There is no chance somebody watches this and not Legion of Skanks.
No, this gets Legion of Skanks gets like 80,000 views. This show gets like 5,000.
No, you're wrong about both of those things.
Is it five, dude? You telling me about podcasts? Yo,
you're so off on all of those numbers.
I'm just saying, I do better on the Legion of Skanks because that's more crazy audience, and that's where the people who are actually paying see it. Like, I could show you. A video I started to record because I thought people were fucking with me saying you're the greatest thing that happened on Legion of Skanks, dude. I love the Legion of Skanks. When I saw your episode, I had to show all my friends, so I started recording.
Oh, I left that night. I was on the first half of
I know
your episode. As soon as I left, everyone was like, dude, that episode was fucking nuts.
That's what
wacky.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Every once in a while I'm just dead silent on
it's all
shows,
good.
And I think I was quiet that episode.
Yeah, maybe.
This one I didn't fucking talk.
But you consistently kill it. Like,
thanks,
if you
bro.
Saw my last Real Ass Podcast, it was
bad.
Fucking sank.
I get some fucking
My thing is, look, I wrote myself things. I have to be calm. I have to be funny. Because last time I got angry and I got told in my head.
You failed.
I did. Like, because you're naturally funny when you're in that comfortable, free-flowing energy. And you're not funny when you're, like, in this tense, like, ugh. And then you're trying to be funny. It just, your jokes fall flat. And it's like when you're chill and relaxed. Like, and you can consistently do that.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, this is, do you have fun? Did you have fun doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool, man.
Yeah.
It's fun. I had a good time. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
Lizzie had a good time. Look, she wants to just suck your cock off your body right now. Look. Yeah, look how proud she is. Like, she wants to suck your cock right now. Good for her.
Oh, speaking of, we are looking for, she wants to record me have sex with a woman. We're going to have my logo in the background, and I'm going to start doing cult fetish porn, because so far I've only been able to get the audio of women. So I want to do me having sex with a girl, and then I'll say stuff like denounce your religion, say random's your savior, say you believe in random, as I'm like tying them up and whipping them and spanking them and everything. And she's going to film it, and it's going to be in the background. Oh, but speaking of, we have a documentary, Who Killed Comedy? And it's honestly the best work of comedy I've ever done, because I'm better just on the street just talking to people. And we filmed for like 4 days in New York just interviewing people. And it's like an hour long, and it's good. And I don't know why we don't release it. She says she needs more pieces together. But the trailer is up on whokilledcomedy.com. I'm just interviewing people about political correctness and about social. Oh. MarkRandom.com, you can find that there.
Put the trailer on. Yeah, and we'll end with the trailer for Who Killed Comedy, the documentary, which will be out very soon.
I mean, that's the thing, is we're...
Jesus Christ.
All right, there we go.
Rapping about it.
The positive aspects of slavery and the Holocaust.
Fuck! Give me a list of the people that are trying to prevent you from doing comedy.
Do you want an actual list?
Yeah.
The fucking FBI's investigated me, kicked in my door the ATF, along with them, and detectives, social justice warriors, feminists, alt-right members, basically anyone with some sort of political stance where they take life seriously.
What the hell happened to real comedians? I don't see that anymore.
If you ever come back here, you can't do that again.
I'm never
going to
do that. I'll never come back here. No, I just want to know why.
Because you ask women about rape.
I cannot do that. I don't see these women from comedy.
Don't we all put up with shit and we have to deal with it as individuals and not put a pussy hat on and blame an entire group of people? That kind of sounds like the Klan, if you ask me. Put a hat on and blame a group of people for your problems.
Get over the ass, you're a piece of shit.
Oh my god, you're in a comic. Fuck you. Look at you. Fuck you. Oh, really? Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Pause it.
You're equal opportunity
offender. That chick was hot, though. The one you were arguing with.
Oh my god, I would love to just have a conversation, because she has the same psychoticness that I do. If you're going to get that mad at a comedy show and stand up, fuck yourself in the ass, I want you dead. Like, there's something going on in you, and I think me and her have more in common than we think. And
it would just, you like her, though.
Oh my god.
That'd be some great sex.
Oh,
hate
hell
sex.
Yeah. Just fucking just smacking each other around, just grabbing her hair, fucking mounting
god,
her.
You finish the trailer.
Equal opportunity offenders. Yes. Oh my god. Fuck you. Fuck you. Piece of shit. Fuck you. Oh my god. Tell this to your dad. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I have jokes about Monopoly and I have jokes about Facebook. Which would you like to hear?
All right, I like it.
Yeah. It was just, my favorite part was we interviewed this vegan guy, and he was talking about, well, you know, people are bad and they kill. I go, what, you don't think there's chicken child molesters or rape murderers or something? And he goes, well, you know, I go, you don't think their consciousness has the, it was just, I don't know. That was my favorite part.
Hell yeah, dude.
She wanted to go for a more serious angle, and I started wanting to, it was funny because I started interviewing this black dude, and I go like, has anyone ever falsely accused you of raping? He goes, no. I go, is it because you're black? Like just weird shit that just flows out, but I'm saying it in like a natural tone. It's actually, I'm more proud of that than like my fucking comedy album. My comedy album's decent, but there's parts
you said
where...
you've been doing stand-up for 6 months.
Yeah.
He's got a double album.
Double album? 2 hours of comedy.
2 hours?
Yeah. It's all predetermined. I didn't choose this. I would Hell be a yeah. rapper with a... girl my age, not a 38-year-old girl, as a comedian. Right. If I could literally go to God and ask for what I wanted,
right, you're 38.
Yeah, you think if you aim high, they would be mature, but no.
He's not even with a girl my age.
37.
Yeah, that's all an act.
He's just shitting there. That's an act, baby. Okay.
I love doing his freestyle, and he was like, I don't really fucking like you that much.
Because the truth comes out when you're freestyling.
He's just spitting, dude. He's like, I'm just using you. I fuck other women. Genocide. It's a sick way to break the news. Just like, yo, toss on a beat real quick. Yo, I don't really like you that much.
It's a truth serum. It's when he freestyles. fuck. This has been a good fun one. Look, I loved it. Look, I'll say it, if you love the show, every show we've ever done is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com, the entire Real Ass Podcast library, plus the Legion of Skanks, believe you me, and all the other amazing shows in the network. 20 shows here on the Gas Digital Network. We just launched Kurt Metzger's podcast, Can't Get Right with Kurt Metzger, one of our West Coast properties. So make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, get early access to all the episodes on the Gas Digital Network, ad-free, uncensored, and more. Make sure you use that promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, save a little bit of cash, and that's that. That's the show, right?
MarkRandom.com. Find me, MarkRandomX. And do you want to promote Lizzie DeRozzo?
Sure.
All right, at Twitter. All right, and my comedy's online. Mark Random X and some podcasts of philosophies and other nonsense. Do you, Shane Gillis, do you have any gigs that you're doing?
No.
All right. Do you have any things you want to promote? Shane Gillis at Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah. Shane M. Gillis. Yeah.
All right. This has been the Random Ass Podcast.